Good morning. My guest this morning is James Newman. He is the artistic director of the Santa Rosa Junior College Repertory Theater, Summer Rep, I believe it's called.
Yes, it is.
Welcome, James.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So talk about this year's presentation, which is, and do explain what it means to have shows in repertory.
Sure, absolutely. So we are, Summer Rep is a 45-year-old summer stock, professional summer stock company that produces five shows in complete rotating rep. So that means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. For us, it means we do three shows in the big space, which is Burbank Auditorium on the college campus of the JC. So we do three musicals in that space. This year they are Rock of Ages, Merrily We Roll Along, and Gershwin's Nice Work If You Can Get It. And then we have a second space on campus where we do two plays. This year we're doing the 60s swinging farce Boeing Boeing, and we're doing a contemporary play called The Little Dog Laughed. So we work very hard to put them all up over the course of just a few weeks, and then they work in a full rotation so audiences can come back and see lots of different things on any given night.
Right, or they can get a membership and see all the shows, and so I suppose sort of choose their nights.
Absolutely. And we really work towards having a really varied array of shows for people to see. You know, we have a Sondheim, we have an 80s rock and roll musical, we have a Gershwin musical, you know, we have two plays on top of it. So it's a really varied season, which is fun to produce.
Well, this show called Rock of Ages is on now, right?
It is, yes. Our shows work, we group them together. So there'll be a couple of shows on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe, and then a changeover. But it comes back, I think, this Thursday for a couple of days, and it's a wild ride. It's all that fun 80s music, so you can sing along to your Bon Jovi and your Journey and your White Snake, and it's a good time. And there's still a really neat little story weaved throughout it to put it all together, but it's a fun time.
Well, how does all that get called something that sounds vaguely religious?
I don't know. That's a really good point. I think it's just that, you know, that song called Rock of Ages,
right.
You know. But you're right. It has a lot less – it's more, you know, Sunset Strip strippers than it is religious in any way. But it's a really good time.
Well, people are used to, I think, to seeing shows like this that are based on the 50s. The 50s are – They make great parody material.
Sure.
But what about this one?
Well, you know, I think it's a good time because you know, it was all the big hair and the tight clothes. It seems so, for those of us who lived through it, you know, I went to high school in the 80s, so I remember it really well. But to put our young actors into these costumes with these giant wigs, they're just transformed. And so there's something about that kind of freedom of an excess that happened in the 80s that's really fun to go back and take a look at.
How do people do embodying the 80s when they were really born in the 80s?
It's true. I see it every day. You know, I think they're really – you know, I think students these days, they're very aware of the 80s. I think they're far more aware of the 80s than they are the 70s in some way because I think the culture and the fashion is something that has sort of come back. Whereas, you know, I think it's just a generational thing. They seem to take to it like ducks to a pond.
Well, I think the people who are aware the people actually are often more aware of the 70s than they know.
Yes.
They think they're being aware of the 60s.
Right.
But it's really the 70s.
Yeah.
That was sort of a seamless transition from 60s to 70s.
Whereas the 80s went into this whole, you know, sexual androgyny and tight clothes for both men and women. And like it kind of exploded in a whole different way that is familiar, but still really wild. Getting them in those costumes and those wigs is fun. They're having a really good time.
Great. Well, it sounds like a great show to see for a general theater audience.
Absolutely.
Here in Sonoma County. But so do all the rest of them too. And it sounds like a subscription to the whole bunch is the way to go.
Absolutely.
James, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And let's tell people that if they want more information about Summer Rep and how they can attend one or two or all of the shows, the telephone number is 527-4307, online, summerrep.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.